Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Steven Miranda.
This is Jeff Fellows. This is Wednesday, October 5th, 2011.
Happy birthday to my sister, Christina.
Hi, Christy.
Episode 7.23, the Week 5 preview show.
Are you dreaming?
No, and neither is Mike Vick anymore, right? We'll get to his comments. Aaron Rodgers is coming to defense of a teammate who's no longer with the team.
Jeff. We have all 13 games. Yes, 13.
That's
the buys
right.
are weak.
Buys are here. And, Jeffrey, the NFL is planning something new, something they've never done before with the Super Bowl. Bringing American football to the world, it's Steven Miranda and Jeff Ellis with NFL Rants and Raves.
Something very mysterious about the end of that. It's X-Files-ish.
What? Oh, yeah.
It's X-Files-like,
I thought you were thinking. I thought you were talking about the something that they're going to do at the Super Bowl.
No, that was very mysterious and very X-Files-like, the tease there.
Yes.
But let me tell everyone and assure everyone, the truth is out there.
It is. If you believe... Only if you believe.
Yes. An apology is policy.
Well, let's start with the Super Bowl. The NFL has decided to allow fans, Jeffrey, to attend Super Bowl Media Day.
No!
Yes, they are going to sell, for the first time in the history of the Super Bowl, 5,000 tickets to fans to allow them to come and witness Super Bowl Media Day.
Why would they do that?
They will join roughly about 3,000 accredited media members in an event that usually is just wild.
Steven,
and
would
wacky.
You characterize 3,000 people as a lot?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Now, adding 3,000 and 5,000 gives me, I'm going to do some rough math here and 8, say 8,000.
Well, I suspect.
Does that not take something that's a lot and make it now a ridiculously large
I
number?
I suspect that the fans won't have access to the field where the media
they
and the
players
are.
They better not, because there's right now there's no way to get around. We're saying I'm sorry and stepping on each other constantly.
Did you step on? I didn't step on anybody.
Oh, my gosh. I stepped on my own feet.
But anyways, the league's announced that they're going to have access. They're going to receive a gift bag, which will include a radio that's going to allow them to tune into NFL Network and hear the individual interviews from podium microphones.
So won't it be nicer, being that it'll be February in Indianapolis, to be at home in your Barca lounge or watching this on NFL Network?
I loved a vacation in Indianapolis.
Yeah? How come? What's your favorite thing to do there in Indianapolis?
Never been to Indianapolis. This will be my first time.
Mine too. But you know what? I've never heard of anyone going on vacation
I'm
there.
I'm going on vacation to Indianapolis.
The big things that I know that go on there is the NFL Combine.
That's right.
And Super Bowl 46. And the Colts game when Peyton Manning's in town.
Did you not go to the Indianapolis booth on Radio Row last year?
I did. There was very nice people
there
staffing
were,
it.
And they had some great food from Indianapolis.
They had great food. They did have great food.
It was like Indianapolis-styled food.
Indianapolonian food.
All right. Well, anyways, I think it's a little crazy. I would not pay. Would you pay money to witness it?
Steven, in all fairness, I would pay if I didn't know better.
Okay.
If I had not been last year,
right.
I would certainly pay, because I would pay for anything to let me closer and more behind the scenes to the NFL. So
yes.
Absolutely.
Okay.
But now that I've been there, I'm not looking forward to it next year for
I'm
free.
Looking forward to it.
I'm not. Well,
I
Steven,
always
it's
look
just
forward to it.
So nonsense.
You are not. Well, you and I are opposites. I love to be with the crowd in the middle and asking the questions, and you do not.
Lindsay
so.
Soto and I like to, like, let's go over here where there's nobody and just hang out and talk fantasy football.
Okay, well, there you go.
Because the big crowds are just kind of bothersome and loud
no,
and boisterous.
Not. Loud and boisterous
the,
is what the, life should be about, especially life in the NFL.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
You're yelling right in my ear, but that's okay.
I was in your face. You're wearing headphones.
Oh, okay. So my face then.
I stood up. That's how much I was trying to make my point. Okay. I'm a lazy person and I stood up.
Loud and boisterous. You were being mean there with the really.
I was being obnoxious.
No, you were just being mean.
Wasn't that being mean?
Yeah, it was.
It wasn't mean.
It was a mean face you were making as you were shouting really.
It was an intense face. It wasn't trying to be mean.
Well, intense faces.
Because my mean face looks like this.
Intense faces are usually mean. So... That's to me is hilarious. That would not scare me in the
just
least.
No, next time you want to laugh at me, I'm probably pissed off.
Okay, there you go. All right. So, anyways, 5,000
tickets.
YouTube
went
there.
Down for 5 hours last night. This is the face.
Aaron Rodgers, Jeffrey, thinks that jail teammate Johnny Jolly being in trouble was mistreated by the NFL.
Yes, Johnny Jolly was not given a fair shake.
Well, according to Aaron Rodgers, he says, look, I've been in touch with him on and off the last couple of years. It's just disappointing. And I'll be honest, I think the league deserves some of the blame in this case. He goes on that he feels that there were other guys who served prison time who were reinstated into the league. Obviously, he's not mentioning name, but, you know, we know who served prison time. And
you know if you've served prison time.
And, that you know, he's like, Johnny didn't serve any days in prison, sat out for an entire year, and he still couldn't get his case heard from what I was told. I just think that's wrong. He goes further on to say, Jeffrey said, that said, if you take a guy away from his support system, I don't think that's helping him. And he's kind of got a point, but on the other hand, Johnny, he's done his thing. He got time to kind of clean that up, and he didn't clean that up.
Right.
Those other players, who he's talking about, yeah, they did prison time, and they, you know what? They did their time, but did they continue to do the bad things that put them in prison?
Right.
No, they did not. They cleaned up their act. Johnny Jolly, during that time when he was off, did not clean up his act. And so
he did more of the same.
I don't see how you could. I mean, good for Aaron Rodgers that he's coming in the defense of
a
teammate.
It's good to be a good teammate, good to be a good friend. Speaking of good friends here, Steven, Aaron Rodgers is shrugging off Brett Favre's assessment of his success.
You know what? Because did they give Aaron Rodgers the full comment that Brett Favre made?
According to the Associated Press piece I'm looking at now, in a radio interview with Atlanta 790 The Fan, The Zone, Favre made remarks that could be interpreted as a subtle attempt to minimize Rodgers' achievements. Favre said he wasn't surprised Rodgers won a Super Bowl, saying, quote, "The biggest surprise to me would be that he didn't do it sooner, and that Rodgers, quote, just kind of fell into a good situation." Still, Favre acknowledged that Rodgers can play. Quote, "He's got tremendous talent. He's very bright, and he got a chance to kind of sit and watch, and he saw successful teams do it right." Favre said in the interview, quote, "And he just kind of fell into a good situation, and on top of that, he's a good player. I don't think anyone would question now the talent around him is even better than it was when I was there. So I really was surprised it took him so long. Really, the early part of the last season, it hadn't quite clicked yet, and I didn't know if it would. I just figured at some point when they hit their stride, they're going to be hard to beat." And that's what happened.
There is a paragraph missing there where he says he is a very talented quarterback.
I wrote that he fell into a good situation. He's a tremendous talent.
Okay.
He's got tremendous talent. And he's got good people around him.
And so,
better people around him than when I was there.
Okay. And so my question to you is, did they give all of that to Aaron Rodgers, or did they just say, Brett Favre, which is what I've been reading, Brett Favre says it took you too long to win a Super Bowl. That's what I've been reading.
Well, Aaron, being Aaron, takes the high road no matter what.
Okay.
And says, all I'm going to say is I was really proud of our team. It takes 53 guys to win a championship, and we had the right recipe last year, and we're trying to do the same thing this year.
Well,
end of discussion. Love Aaron Rodgers.
There you go.
Smart kid.
From the way everyone was trying to spin Brett Favre's interview, they were trying to say Brett was saying, why did it take him so long?
Which
I don't think that was what he was doing.
It didn't. To me, it sounded more like classic Brett Favre whining. I didn't have this set of tools. If I had this set of tools, we could have won it too. And that, I definitely sounds like the Brett Favre I know.
A little bit of that, but I still think he was giving it.
Why didn't they ask me to come back?
That's and that and what the media is doing is taking a very negative approach to what it was saying. To me, it sounded like Brett Favre was saying he is so talented.
Because he sat behind me.
Listen to what I'm saying. He is so talented, I think he would have won it sooner. Why did it take him so long? That is the way I believe he set it up, and it's been taken out of context.
Well,
and everybody's
have you
been
ever known Brett to talk like that?
Everybody. Well, did you see the Reggie White football
still
life?
Still on my DVR.
You gotta
cannot
watch
wait.
That.
Really?
He had some really great things to say about
Reggie White.
Please
order me to do that tonight because I really.
Well, you have work to do tonight. I'm sorry, bud.
But at some point, I got to stop working.
Okay, when you stop working
at 11:30,
I order. That's pretty.
No,
late.
No. I'm done at 10:30.
Okay, well, at 10:30 is reasonable.
I need some wind down time.
Football life. The
so
Reggie
what
White.
What if the wife wants to talk?
Talk to your wife. You need to do that too. She needs some downtime.
So you can't order me to watch something I really want to watch.
I order you to watch. First thing when you wake up tomorrow morning, I order you to watch it.
Then I'll be late coming here.
There is no win.
Oh,
there is no
win. Damn
it.
See, this is why things don't get
all
done.
Right, one final piece of news that we need to talk about.
Will I be impressed if I watch it? Will it make me like Brett more?
I think what he had to say about Reggie White is pretty impressive.
Was it about himself at
no,
all?
No, had
so he
nothing.
Just kept it on Reggie
yeah,
White?
Yeah, he did.
That's amazing. I would like to see that.
I was just shocked that they got him out to from
his
tractor or whatever
right.
to come and talk. That was pretty cool. Anyways, two more things before we got to
what?
The 13 games. One, LeBron James.
Okay.
The basketball superstar.
Okay, we don't have a lot of time, and we're talking about basketball player. Okay.
He's been practicing football.
What?
Exactly. LeBron James played football in high school. He was a very good running back. And,
really?
You know, we know the NBA is on lockout.
Oh, yeah. They ain't
there
coming
is,
back to work for a long time.
There is talk
time.
That they're going to just cancel this season.
They may.
You know, Kobe's thinking
Kobe's
about playing
play in Italy.
Italy.
That, which would be awesome.
So, anyways, LeBron, he's put on some pads. He's been practicing with a St. Vincent St. Mary varsity football team in Akron, Ohio.
He's been practicing football.
Yes. And he tweeted, should I? That's it.
Now, isn't that should just I? Like the should I go to the Miami Heat kind of BS?
Well, this is the new decision. It's like
is
the new
gonna
decision.
Is he going to take an hour on ESPN to tell us?
To tell us that he's coming.
That
to,
he's not going
to
play
gonna
football.
Go and try.
Spend an hour.
He's going to
waste
he's
an hour of our
try
lives.
And play football. Look, he's fast. He's big and strong. Can you imagine a 6'8", 250-pound running back coming at you? How many defensive backs are going to try and stop that?
I can imagine it from the stands laughing, but I can't imagine being a lineman or a DB or certainly not a safety. He's just broken contained, Stephen.
Yeah.
And he's making it to the third level. Do you want to be that guy to shut him down?
Yeah.
He's coming with a full head of steam, and there's not any safeties that are that
so
big.
So check this out. So he's practicing with the high school team. The kids were allowed to bump him at the line of scrimmage, but they weren't allowed to try and tackle him. That's how big he is. Don't try and tackle him. Just –
they were afraid of the insurance for the kids. Probably. They weren't covered.
Probably. Wow. I don't know. It would be interesting. I don't know if he could do it, but it would be fun. Final thing, Jeffrey. Eagles quarterback Michael Vick. The dream
I've heard of that guy.
Team thing is over.
Yeah. I think that it was over long ago, but the media is not going to drop it, Stephen.
Yeah.
The puns of dream. Dreamers, nightmares, morning time, alarm clocks.
Wake up calls.
All those little puns.
Yeah,
and
I'm going to keep it. You
I'm
know
so
what?
Sick of them.
Mike, you didn't start it. You can thank Vince
he
Young
didn't
for that.
Start the fire.
But I'm going to keep on bringing it to the end of the season. Yeah, baby.
Steven, I can't make it all year with you making those.
I am. Wake up call. Ding, ding. I'm waking him up.
I can't.
All year long, Jeffrey.
And I'm not angry, okay? Whatever
know,
you see this face.
I know.
I don't
Jeffrey,
know what you see when you see my
but
face,
you
but
know
it's
what?
Not angry. This is exhausted pleading.
If Mike Vick has a problem with it, and if you have a problem with it,
blame
with Vince Young.
I blame Vince Young for making a mess of his professional life with the assistance of Jeff Fisher.
Yeah, just Vic. The dream thing is over. Stop calling us that because I don't like it and we're in trouble.
Yeah, you are. You know what? You're 1-3.
Yeah, but you
and
know
you're
what?
Looking at going 1-4 this week.
They're not going 1-4 this week.
It could happen.
All right. Well, let's get to it then. We'll start, Jeffrey, by telling you all this week begins the breakout of games.
We
haven't said this in 10 months, but it's time. El juego grande estupendo de la semana.
That's right. El juego grande estupendo de la semana.
It sounds good.
It sounds like, are you ready for some football?
No, that's not what it sounds like. That, and you'll never hear that again. So be done with it. Be done with it.
You know, believe it or not, Steven, this may be hard for you to accept.
Okay.
My son is 17. And
why would that be hard for me to accept?
He's.
I think it's a little harder for you to accept.
It's hard for me to accept that he's going to be not living in my house in 6 months. And that can make me cry. But we're not going
to
go there.
We're not going to go there. Is that why you're struggling with him wanting to go to Seattle and stuff? And
I don't know. Your son being a three-hour plane ride away from you? Plane ride? Yeah. Okay. I got a problem.
All right. I'm just, you know.
That's not the point, though. The point is, the boy and I, when we watch Monday Night Football, after he's ordered his Papa John's pizza, that's going to come to the house, we crank up the volume on the stereo and sing, are you ready for some football?
So
good old boys.
So
with
this
Hank Williams Jr.
Past weekend, when you cranked it up, you were ready for it, and then all of a sudden, you heard the Colts, Buccaneers,
Bucs, Monday night. It's been 20 million years since the Buccaneers have been on Monday Night Football. Tonight, under the lights, we go and throw it down.
Dun, 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 dun. Welcome to Monday Night Football, everybody. I'm Keith Jackson. I don't know what they did, but it was wrong, and it was messed up. And if a silly country singer with the myopic worldview wants to run around and say that the president's like Hitler, we go, it's a free country. He can be as dumb as he wants.
He can, but I don't like
the mothership will not approve. Neither ESPN nor the Walt Disney Company, nor should they approve.
Yeah.
However, are you ready for some football? I didn't record it. I want to play it every Monday night, Steven.
And I'm good.
When I look at him, I see a country western star that's really old.
Even before all of this happened,
it was time.
I thought it had run its course.
But he changes three words every week, and you just kind of hang and wait for him. How's he going to play it this week?
No. I mean, I could have made those stupid words up.
The man is an award-winning artist, Steven.
He is.
How many artistic awards have you won for singing songwriting?
None. Jeffrey.
So you're putting your skill set along the likes of a guy who writes about dogs dying.
You're starting to go down the moronic path, Jeffrey. He changed the team name, mascot names, and he made one nice new reference every week.
But I wouldn't say that President Obama playing golf with Netanyahu would be like Hitler. I wouldn't say that out loud.
Okay, yeah.
White power. I don't get it. Look, I don't get Hank Williams. I'm not going to pretend.
Then don't defend him.
I'm not defending him. I just like the dang song.
Okay. You can like the song. Just don't try to defend
him. Just like anybody in Hollyweird, I don't like their politics, but I like their work.
All right, Jeffrey, before we get to
El Juego Grande Estupendo de la Semana,
bye weeks have begun. The Cardinals. The Ravens, the Browns, the Cowboys, the Dolphins, the Rams, and the Redskins. Six teams are off this week, and therefore that gives us 13 games to talk about. We have 42 minutes, 41
minutes.
Welcome
to the hot seat.
Let's do it.
Dun, 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 dun.
Steven?
Yeah.
We've got less than that because I'm putting you on the hot seat.
Okay.
Which of these teams that's on bye weeks right now most needs it, and which team least needs it?
I think the Ravens are the team that needs it least. They were on a roll. They need it least.
Right, I have the right answer.
Okay, they need it least. They were on a roll, and I don't think that they didn't have any injuries, so they could have continued playing for another few weeks before they reached their bye. The team that needed the most, the Dallas Cowboys, they need a lot of injuries.
Ding, ding.
A lot of injuries there, and I think they just needed it to get away from how the first four games went for them. They could really use the bye right now, but I think the Ravens, they'd keep playing. All right.
The team that needs it least than the Ravens is the Dolphins, because it gives people time to go, why the hell are you still our coach?
No, the Ravens
if
are on a
roll. If they
would
keep playing, people would just go, yeah, we suck. Yeah, we suck. Now you're taking a break. That takes a magnifying glass to how much you suck.
Once again.
And what happens to things put under a magnifying glass in the sun? They catch fire.
Once again, they've got injuries on their football team that they that the bye comes at a nice week for them. It'll help them. I know. I know ultimately their coach was probably going to get the axe, but right now they could use the bye more than
I think the worst team in Florida is Miami. It's not Jacksonville.
You might be right.
I may be crazy.
You might
okay,
be
now,
right.
We've got less time, as I promised. I'm sorry about that. Green Bay Packers, Atlanta Falcons, Green Bay 4-0, Atlanta 2-2, NBC, Sunday Night Football.
We will be there, Jeffrey, covering this game for Sky Sports News.
Calling all Atlantonians.
Yes, Atlantonians. I want to party like Atlantonians do on Saturday. What are we doing Saturday night?
I don't know anything
I'm
about
party.
Atlanta.
You know what? I'm going to call some friends that probably you can't hang with.
Can't hang with?
And we're going to go clubbing. I haven't gone clubbing since 1999.
What would you call last year after Wembley?
Last year after Wembley?
Yeah.
That was okay. I forgot that. I forgot about that.
Thank you for being honest.
I forgot
I'm
about
like,
that.
Sure looked like you were clubbing to me.
I forgot about the party after Wembley with the Sky Sports people.
It looked like you're having a good time.
It was a good
unless
time.
You're pretending. You were dancing your brains out, and you look like you're having fun.
We were having a good time.
You had broken sweat enough for four people.
Yeah,
you
I
were
was,
cutting a rug.
I was
right through the rug, through the hardwood floors, into the basement,
all
the way down to China.
All the brothers were like, whew, they were making
seriously
room.
Make room for Miranda.
Room for
he's
Miranda.
Got moves.
He's throwing down.
Okay, I forgot I thought you'd been clubbing
recently. I did forget about the Sky Sports news.
No, it's been nearly a year.
Yeah, it has been nearly a year.
And that's a long time for anything.
Okay, how about in the States? It's been 1999 since I've gone clubbing in the States.
Could be. But we don't know what to do in Atlanta, so we need all Atlantonians to get in touch and let us know.
Atlantonians?
If you're in the greater Atlanta area, we will have a car. We'll have a little Fiat, probably, or maybe even a smart car.
If they're from Atlanta, aren't they Georgians?
I guess.
They're from Georgia?
What capital is that? No, what would my daughter say? What province in Canada is that?
What province in Canada is that?
No,
all
honey,
right. Anyways, back to the football game.
Yeah,
Sunday
but we do
night
need some
football.
Georgian help and some Georgian love.
We do. I've never been.
Never been either.
Okay,
as close as I've been
let me take
is
that back. I drove
Birmingham,
through it.
Alabama.
I drove through it.
Okay.
Because I've driven cross-country from Orlando, Florida, to Santa
right.
Monica, California.
Right.
So I drove through it, right through the state. But that's it. Didn't stop or anything.
Yeah.
So haven't actually visited. I'm pretty excited. I'm excited for Saturday because we don't really know what we're doing.
They've got an aquarium.
I'm not going to the aquarium. I've seen plenty of fish.
Yeah. See, when you live on the Pacific Coast,
yeah.
You've got the Monterey Aquarium, the Long Beach Aquarium.
The Long Beach Aquarium is
have you been to the Monterey
beautiful.
Aquarium?
I've not been to
Dude,
Monterey
it's
Aquarium.
Ridiculous. It's like the Long Beach Aquarium, only better.
On steroids?
And then the Vancouver
the
aquarium, which has got a beluga whale.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, so you get kind of spoiled when you live out here, and we've got the San Diego Zoo out here, so it's like, we want to show
does
you animals.
Does it produce caviar for the board members of the aquarium?
I'm gonna let you sink with this one here, babe. I don't know what you're talking about.
Beluga caviar. Isn't that what it's the whale that makes it, right?
I didn't
caviar
know whales make caviar.
Whale eggs, aren't they? Aren't they?
They're salmon eggs, aren't they?
I thought they were whale eggs.
I don't know, Steven. I've had caviar.
I've never had caviar, but I thought they were whale.
I have, and I'd never asked exactly what its origin was,
okay.
What animal tried to birth it and failed miserably. I don't know, but I do like it with champagne. I must say, caviar on a little cracker with some champagne is quite good. By itself, not so crazy about it. A little too salty.
Okay. I'm sorry. I thought.
I don't know.
All right.
I like
I'm
the
sorry.
Place at the London airport, the caviar store.
Yeah.
It's right across from the cigar place. That's mm-hmm. how the only reason I even know about the caviar store. But I've got the Green Bay Packers this week. They're firing on all cylinders.
I am too. The only thing that scares me a little bit is the revenge factor. You know, the Atlanta Falcons got beat down so bad by Green Bay last year in the playoffs that.
What am I ready to tell you? That the Atlanta Falcons lost one game at home last year.
Only one game. It was that one.
Yeah.
To the Green Bay Packers.
Now, wouldn't that put a little bee in your bonnet?
Just a little bit. I don't know, Jeffrey.
Take the Falcons. Give me a dollar. Give me a dollar.
No, I am taking.
Poof, baby.
I am taking the Green Bay Packers as well.
Yeah.
I do suspect that the Atlanta Falcons will have that game in mind. They're going to try and, you know, get after Aaron Rodgers a little bit. But offensively, the Falcons right now, they don't have enough. They sold the farm to get Julio Jones because they thought that was the missing piece.
And you know what?
He's
played terrific football.
He has.
But the team has shown that he wasn't the only thing they needed.
The Green Bay Packers are Super Bowl champions for a reason. They're 4-0 for a reason. And it's that right now, their defense, their offense, and their special teams all firing on all cylinders. Are they peaking too early, maybe? I don't know.
You know,
but
that's a fair question because they did. You know, Brett Favre was actually right in one area that they struggled a lot last year as players started going down. Then
they picked it
up. Boom, they're the wild card team, and they could not be denied. And they were terrific.
So I don't know. You know, I don't know if they're peaking too soon. I don't believe the Atlanta Falcons.
How long can you play at an extraordinarily high level? We saw the New England Patriots a few years ago go how many consecutive games? 18 games. But there was a couple games
short.
There was a couple games where they weren't real sharp, and they just kind of won ugly.
Yeah.
But to play at that
high level.
The
game against the Ravens comes to mind. They squeaked out a win there.
That's what I was looking for some help
there. Yeah. But they still went 18-0.
That's the bottom line.
I don't think the Packers are going to go 18-0. They have some hard games in their division that they haven't played yet. But I think that this game, they will take care of business. Aaron Rodgers is playing out of his mind. Greg Jennings is playing out of his mind.
Dude, and if they go down the line, Jermichael Finley, James Starks, Ryan Grant. It's like, who do you want to talk about? And then the hare, Clay Matthews.
The hare.
Seriously, the tortoise and the hare. This is a terrific team, and they are playing at such a high level. That's why in my power ranking, Steven, it doesn't seem fair, but there's only one team that sits there at the top because my power rankings at the top are based on groupings, gold, silver, and bronze. And it bugs me that there's only one gold team.
Right.
To me, there should be two or three. That would make excitement, but right now – they stand alone.
You know what bugs me right now? Beluga caviar. I got to figure it out.
I'm sorry. But if that's actually a whale's egg that I'm eating, then I feel guilty.
Beluga caviar is a caviar consisting of roe of the beluga sturgeon. There you go.
Sturgeon.
It is found primarily in the Caspian Sea, the world's largest saltwater lake. So it's not a whale egg. I'm sorry.
Okay. That's good.
It's a very big fish, apparently, though. It's a holy macugas. That thing is huge.
Consistent with the word beluga and enormous.
They
seem to.
That
which is why.
Oh, my God. This thing is huge.
Which is like why Brian Belaga.
4.17 meters long.
Steven, that's metric. I'm an American. I don't have an idea what that means. We're not the brightest people. We don't know where anything is. We don't know that Canada is a country to the north of us. Will you put your microphone back, Mr. Man?
I was choking.
So, I understand that. So what we're talking about length. This is going to be a silly podcast, I can tell. Length, right? Area, currency,
yes.
Length. There we go. Not miles to kilometers. We're talking meters.
It's about 15 feet.
Look, I just got on my thing. Meters, how many meters?
4 meters.
4 meters?
4.7 meters.
13 feet.
4.7 meters. So
4.7. That makes it 15 and a half feet.
I told you it was about 15 feet long. The thing is huge.
15 and a half feet.
The thing is huge, Jeff.
Two of me lengthwise.
More. Who?
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
It lives in the water?
That's a whale, dog. I don't care what they're calling it, a fish. That's a whale.
I was scuba diving once, and I saw a what's the big fish? It was an eel with the teeth.
Yeah.
I was looking for abalones, and this head came out of the cave, Steven. right at my mask with these giant teeth.
Oh.
And I talk about peeing your pants and blowing out your regulator.
It is the largest freshwater fish in the world. Some as big as 7.2 meters, which is about 24
you
feet.
You said that it was in a saltwater thing, though.
But this is telling me that it's...
I think we're just providing misinformation and we're not talking about football.
No, check this out. It is the largest freshwater fish. However, they have the ability to survive in salt water.
Well, when you're that big, you could probably live wherever you want. It could probably live on land if it wanted to. It's like, screw you. Do you know how big I am?
Some have been known to be as big as 3,250 pounds.
Wait, let me convert that to kilos.
Why?
Oh, wait, it's in the...
It's in
pounds.
I gave it to you in pounds.
Oh, so I have to convert to dollars?
The kilos... You're a boob.
I'm a mother. Now, what?
Do we both have Green Bay?
Of course we do.
We both have the Packers. Thank you. I needed to know about the beluga, okay? Thank you very much.
Remember, it's edutainment, friends.
Games of the week. That's a big fish, dog. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers at 3-1 travel to San Francisco to face the 3-1 49ers. Jeff, this is going to be a great game, and if we weren't at Sunday Night Football, I suspect we'd be at this one.
Oh, yeah, we'd be up at the stick. You can count on it.
The Niners are favored by 3 points. This is an afternoon game on Fox.
49ers, three-point favorites, 3-1
I like this. Look, Jeff, look, Tampa Bay is the younger team.
Yes.
But they're coming off Monday Night Football.
They are.
A game in which they struggled. They won it at the end. They trailed the entire game.
Steven, they trailed the other entire game. And this was the challenge game. And I am the smartest man alive
you
as a
are.
Result of this.
You are. I'll give you
However,
that.
I am the smartest man alive!
The outcome of this game was never in question to me.
Honestly, how could you say that? It was 17-10.
I would honestly say if you could be impartial about this game, and I'm not saying I was impartial because I obviously had a lot at stake on it as well.
Right.
I'm not – the going up two games in the challenge department versus drawing even is a pretty big deal for both Steven and I. And I would have
– Keep going.
And so I'm not saying I was impartial. But what I thought I was watching before me was one team that was so clearly better than the other team and just couldn't pull away.
Right.
And then but I knew that they would. And once it became clear that they were not going to stop the little dump-off pass.
I had this game was in the bag until Adam Vinatieri missed the field goal late in the fourth quarter.
Wow.
He makes that field goal to make it 2017, and the Colts find a way to win.
Wow.
That missed field goal took all of the wind out of those sails, and that game was seriously in question until the very end.
I'm not saying it wasn't in question.
But
I'm saying the outcome
was. Here's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Having the lights of Monday Night Football.
Yes.
Short week.
Yes.
Traveling across the country.
Young.
Against a team that, you know, the San Francisco 49ers, unlike at the beginning of the season where we thought they were going to have a joke of a season.
They're a pesky gnat.
They know how to just stay in games.
It's like, if we're here and the end comes, guess what? We might have more points.
I know a lot of people don't want to hear this, but they are an overtime loss away to the Dallas Cowboys, a game they had in hand, from being undefeated.
And people are like, oh, wait a minute. Go look at the film, people. We don't make this stuff up. We don't even think it's reasonable.
So,
but it is what it
the
is.
The San Francisco 49ers.
What is it? Who is it that Ditka always says at the quarter poll? You are what your record says you are.
You are what you are. They're 3-1. They're a pretty good football team. They lead that division. I don't see them relinquishing that lead. You're going to see that helmet at the front of that division there, Jeffrey. I'm pointing at your helmets right there.
I appreciate that.
You're going to see it there at the front the whole rest of the way. I'm taking the San Francisco 49ers basically because, one, look, they're back to home cooking after 2 weeks. They've been on the road for 2 weeks,
They have, and it's helped them bond
exactly. They've come together, and I think that win against the Philadelphia Eagles meshed them. They meshed together as a unit now, offensively, defensively, special teams. They were like, you know what? We were down, and we found a way to win. And even when the Eagles, late in that game, with about 2.5 minutes left, they got into field goal range. A great defensive play of a strip fumble, and they recovered that fumble, sealed the deal. And then they needed a first down to put the game away. Frank Gore just chugged and chugged and chugged. First down, he did gore them. I like San Francisco in this game.
I do too, Steven. And the matchup that I'm looking forward to most is LeGarrette Blount versus Patrick Willis.
Ooh, that's going
to
be good.
It is, because you know he's going to get to the second, Derek. He's going to get to the second level.
I may have to bring about 3 or 4 laptops with me.
For what?
So we could have 3 or 4 games up.
Dude, we're going to be at some place that shows all the games.
That's are?
We're going to Sunday Night Football.
We are going to Sunday Night Football, but we just got to get there. No, we got to get there early.
Got to get there a couple hours
this
early.
This is the afternoon game.
It is an afternoon game.
Yeah.
Maybe the Georgia Dome's press box is like...
See, they're not going
to
let you.
Let me tell you, there are differences in press boxes.
Yeah,
we don't have
are.
Time to get into this detail, but in Cowboy Stadium, what do you got? Every game.
Yeah.
Every
yeah.
game.
Yeah.
They have a DirecTV what do you call it? Little satellite box.
Yeah.
Under 8 or 9 TVs
and
on a giant wall. And they've, because they know, dude, you're a reporter. You're supposed to know what's going on in the rest of the games. And we're not the only game on earth.
Right.
And they're fine with that. But you know what? You go to
Jets,
some place.
Giant Stadium, Meadowlands Stadium.
Meadowlands Stadium.
MetLife
Stadium. Beautiful setup there.
And they have the,
with
the
big
the
screens.
Same, yep.
And then you go to Candlestick, and it's like, if you go upstairs to the TV row, they may have the Raiders game on. Seriously? Yeah. And they have a board, because it's so old, the stadium, that they hand write the scores.
Yeah.
So, like, somebody comes by like a runner, like at the track, and hand writes up the changes of the odds or something. It's so bizarre.
It's very interesting. I want to watch this game. I'll find a way to do it. The Philadelphia Eagles at 1-3, the Dream Team Philadelphia Eagles.
Stop saying that. I'm going to punch you.
Travel to Buffalo to face the 3-1 Buffalo Bills. This is a morning game on Fox. The Bills are home dogs, Jeffrey.
Yeehaw.
Eagles, 2.5-point favorites. I've got Philadelphia. And when you tell me who you got, I will tell you why I got the Eagles.
It's simple. I got the Buffalo Bills.
Jeff, you're rolling with the Bills.
Why would I not roll with the Bills?
I'll tell you why. And I don't want you. I don't want to scare you off this game, because I want to make it the challenge.
You're not gonna, because Fred Jackson is all I need to know. Sexy
really?
Fred.
Fred Jackson. Here's the deal: when you have a football team such as the Philadelphia Eagles over the last 3 weeks, giving up big leads and losing to the Giants,
just kind
to
of
Atlanta,
embarrassing themselves every time they turn around,
and to the San Francisco 49ers,
right.
And you keep hearing all of this negative press, and
it's
just
embarrassment.
And it's just not negative press.
It's hostile.
It is downright nasty right now. It builds, and you build so much bad juju
and frustration
that
yes.
eventually there's a pressure that just has to get released.
There is,
and it's just. Whoo,
and Andy Reid takes over all the fast food joints in town.
And I suspect this week that bad juju erupts. And I do not want to be a Buffalo Bill this week, because the Buffalo Bills are going to get rolled. Jeffrey, mark my words. I'm going out on a limb.
37-37.
It is not going to be close. They are going to whoop up on the Bills. The likes the Bills have never seen before. It's going to be.
The Bills have never seen before. The Bills have
okay,
seen beatings.
They've seen beatings.
In the recent years,
they
many
have.
Times.
They have. They're going to get whooped. It's not even going to be close. And so you stay with the Bills. I'm going to make it the challenge game.
Okay.
I'm locking it in. Locking it in
done.
Now.
Lock it.
Lock it.
Signed,
challenge
sealed,
game. I don't even
I'm
care
yours.
What other games we challenge or we differ
all
on.
All I got to say, Stevie Johnson versus these confused Eagles
ooh.
Cornerbacks.
See, you're trying to change me.
No, I don't care. You locked it.
I locked
it's
it.
Done.
It's done.
I'm explaining to the people.
Okay, explain to the people.
And the Bills are going to do their physical beatings on the ground. They're going to protect Fitzpatrick in the pocket, and they're going to be lovely, and they're going to be very, very sufficient.
Because wouldn't it be lovely? Lots of chocolates
wouldn't
for me to
lovely.
Eat. The Tennessee Titans at 3-1 travel to Pittsburgh to face the Pittsburgh Steelers, who are dangling at 2-2, holding
one.
On by just claws, Jeffrey. Pittsburgh's 3-point favorites at home. This is a morning game on CBS. I don't know why the Pittsburgh Steelers are favored. The Pittsburgh Steelers shouldn't be favored
yeah.
by anybody ever until they
yeah.
show that they have an offensive line that could protect Ben Roethlisberger.
Ben Roethlisberger will be playing injured again. Stop me if you've heard this one.
Yeah.
And he's fine when he's injured. He's not that much less of a player. But the fact is, this team is a mess right now.
Yeah, Jeffrey, I agree with you. This is a classic example of a Super Bowl team that lost in the Super Bowl, kind of still a little hungover. You know, all of those extra hits that they took in a losing effort in the Super Bowl, still catching up with them.
James
Harrison's going to be out with a busted eye socket. Thinking about that.
I know. Steven, it actually makes my eyeball hurt.
It hurts.
My eyeball aches. It's like when you see a guy get kicked in the nards.
Yeah.
You just feel a little pain that women cannot relate to.
They cannot, no.
And when you talk about this eye socket surgery, it makes my eyeball pulse.
Then you got a Ben Roethlisberger is going to be hobbled, limping around. Rashard Mendenhall is going to be limping around. And we already said no, James Harrison. They had to go and get Starks to come in and fill in the offensive line.
Correct.
Because they've just got holes all over the place in that offensive line. I suspect Tennessee Titans defense gets after Ben Roethlisberger, keeps taking shots, and I like Tennessee in this one.
I like Tennessee a lot. Hasselbeck looks good.
he looks better than good. He is revived.
Talk about younger. He looks like he's taken 10 years off his life, and he looks fantastic. Looks like he's looked in the prime of his life, and frankly, I think he's having the best season he's ever had as an NFL quarterback. And couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Very happy for him.
Here's the other thing. The Pittsburgh Steelers, Jeffrey, in the last 60 games, postseason and regular season, they've allowed one running back to go over 100 yards. And that was earlier this season. Ray Rice did it. Last week, Arian Foster became the second person to do it, and he didn't just barely get 100 yards. He went for 152. Guess who's coming to town this week?
CJ2K.
Who has been hearing, not just from us, but from a lot of people,
you ain't getting
it done, dog. I think CJ goes off. I think Tennessee has
a big game. Now the Steelers are unable to contain the run. Yes, the Steelers are unable to contain the run. That continues this week. Anytime a team can rush for 100 yards, that keeps your offense off the field. And the look on the face of Ben Roethlisberger last week said it all to me, Steven. The frustration on his face.
Yeah. He can't throw the ball. He doesn't have time to throw the ball.
He's not angry. He's not scared. He's confused. And trust me, I can't conceive of an emotion that is possibly more damaging to a team than confusion.
Yeah.
Because you don't get that fixed soon. Fear you can overcome. You can battle through fear. You can use it as a motivator.
Right.
Confusion, how do you use that positively?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Which reminds us, Modern Family tonight coming up again, huh? Jay!
The Oakland Raiders at 2-2 travel to Houston to face the 3-1 Houston Texans. Another morning game on CBS. Texans favored by 6. This is good. This is one of those, as our friend Matt Mayoko calls, Jeffrey, a GPS game.
GPS game. Where are you at?
For both teams.
Where are you
at? Not just for the Raiders, but for the Houston Texans.
Let me take it from there. If Houston does what they should do, Oakland will lose by 14 points. If Oakland does what they should do, they should win by 3. Am I mistaken?
You're not mistaken.
That's exactly what this GPS game will tell you.
But here's the thing. No Andre Johnson for the Houston Texans.
Ouch!
He's now missing. They're saying 2 to 4, but could possibly be 4 to 6.
But he has had a special procedure. Serious science fiction kind of crap.
Really?
To try and revitalize this hamstring and reduce the chance of scar tissue building up. These athletes like Peyton Manning and stuff might as well go to Mars. Yes, stem cell research kind of stuff. But they got back Arian Foster, dude, and he had a little bounce in his step last week.
I'm sorry. I'm gonna pause just a moment. I keep going to the beluga, but I do not want to be in any water near something that big.
That's my point, Steven. My point alone. Where am I most comfortable, Steven? Where am I most comfortable?
In the water.
Jeff Ellis is the most comfortable in
you
the water.
You love to swim.
I love
Would
water.
Would you get in a
body of water?
Body of water.
Knowing there's one of those in there? No.
Sorry.
Sharks that are under 4 feet don't scare me at all.
I can handle those.
I have had sharks nibble at my fins when I'm out on a surfboard. Seriously. And it's like, it cracks me up. We have little sand sharks there in Laguna Beach, and it's like, I laugh.
17-foot,
no!
3,000-pound beluga fish.
If somebody told me it didn't have teeth, okay, maybe. Maybe.
This thing looks like it has teeth. Anyways, enough with the beluga. I promise we'll not bring it up anymore. But I've got the Houston Texans. I think even without Andre Johnson, they depend more and rely more on Arian Foster. They run the ball, and they get it done.
No, they still got the tight end. Owen Daniels. They still got, what's his name, who lines up on the other side, never gets enough targets.
Well, Kevin Walters,
thank
and
you.
And Jacoby Jones will definitely
Jacoby
be.
Jacoby is what we call
Jacoby,
him in our home.
That's right.
That's
Jacoby.
What we call it goes by in our house.
Jacoby will
it's
be getting
be Jacoby
the start.
Versus Jacoby. Oakland's bringing their own
that's
Jacoby.
Right. That's right. Jacoby Ford.
I like it.
It's going to be – Jacoby's all over the place, but I still like Houston.
Houston.
I think the Oakland Raiders – you know what the Oakland Raiders did? And I don't know if it was the Oakland Raiders so much as their head coach, Hugh Jackson.
Yeah.
Painted a big, fat target on himself when he said, we're going to win the West.
Yes, he guaranteed that they're going to win the West.
Hugh, you're in second place right now. There's a team in your division that I think is going to have something to
–
going to have something to say. Oh, and by the way, you still got some tough games. Starting this week with the Houston Texans.
You guys have a thankless schedule, and you've been very fortunate with how it's played out. And Houston, we have a problem. We have a football team that is successful, and they're not called the Oilers, and Earl Campbell has nothing to do with it.
I like the Houston Texans. Remember, this I guarantee.
This I guarantee.
I'll go back to preseason.
Jeff Bell is the smartest man alive.
I guarantee the Houston Texans make the playoffs. I'm not backing down from that.
I wouldn't. I don't see any reason to yet because they're still coming into their own. I still think they're going to be a better team than even they're playing right now.
All right.
Final game of the week. The New York Jets go to the New England Patriots.
J-E-T-S.
Good luck, guys. Good luck. Mark Sanchez, may you survive another week under this inept offensive line.
Their offense looked.
He was doing phantom sacks by the end, Steven. He was so scared.
Did he pull a Chris Everett? Jim Everett.
Chris Everett. Well, he was flinching before he was ever getting hit by the end because,
look, because
he was
getting
beaten
rocked.
Up.
They took the center out. They brought in the third string center. Then they brought the center back. Nick Mangold, fortunately for the Jets, Nick Mangold practiced today. All signs are pointing towards he will be able to play in this game.
Magic 8-Ball says, ask me again later. Damn it.
The problem is the New England Patriots offense, when it gets going.
When is it not going, Steven? I'm sorry. I was just wondering.
Thank you.
I didn't know it took a break.
Thank you for saying that.
They just scored again.
I mean, they
Look,
are.
Wes Welker and Tom Brady are on pace to make history right now.
Welker is going to. Here are the three records that he cannot just break, I'm talking
annihilate.
About destroy.
Yeah, he can, make it so that no one will ever break them again.
Touchdown passes
yes.
in a season. Yards, in,
yards
a season
in a season
by more than 1,000.
And receptions.
And so, receptions
yes.
by more than 80.
Yes. When you average 10 a week, you kind of lock that one up, okay? That's all you need.
Huge. Those are just.
How does any one guy catch 10 balls? How does another team let a guy catch 10 balls a week?
Those are Madden-type numbers, dude, on the Madden game.
Do you know
when
that
you play a whole season.
Okay, on Madden now, this yeah. year, Madden 12, there's a team that you can unlock
uh-huh.
that is the Madden developers. So you've got a guy named Skip who weighs yeah. 400 pounds. And he's got 4.2 speed. Yes, 99s all across the board. But it's got a picture of Skip up there. And this team does sick things that you can't even imagine,
yeah.
Steven. You basically, Jordan's favorite thing is to take the quarterback, run him all the way to the opposite end zone,
yeah.
and then turn around and just chuck the ball. Because your receivers will catch it because yeah. everyone's maxed out at 99 ability. That's what's going on right now in New England.
It is pretty sick. They are number one total offense. Check this out. They are averaging, Jeffrey, 507.5 yards per game on
but
offense.
They're allowing well over 300, nearly 400 yards.
I tell
game
you
on
what,
defense.
Man, if you
that
go
is a problem.
If you are going to lead the league offensively by nearly 60 yards, 70 yards more than the next closest team, which is the
win.
Saints.
Probably
You're probably going to win the game.
Now, what did Bill Belichick say, though, about his defense and his 4th-and-2 decision in 2009? You think I don't have faith in you guys? You wouldn't be here if I didn't
have
faith
in
you guys.
Yeah.
You know what? He doesn't have faith in you guys.
Not
okay?
much.
It's deteriorating year after year. The years of the Teddy Bruschi and friends are so in the rearview mirror.
But when they become a ball-hawking defense like they were last week against the Oakland Raiders, they're pretty good. They force teams to do
They better bad continue things. With the adjustments because they're going to need him. The Jets are not going to threaten them.
We got
but
the Pats.
No, we do, but I don't. I fear for their long-term success because of the defense.
Time for must-see games.
The New Orleans Saints at 3-1 go to meet the friendly confines of the Carolina Panthers at 1-3.
Timestamp it, Jeff. Timestamp it.
49-39, baby.
49-39. I am right now, Steven Miranda, taking back every negative thing I have ever said about Cam Newton. Next time I'm on TV and they ask me about Cam Newton, I'm going to take every negative thing I said on Sky Sports News about Cam Newton. Cam Newton is the bomb. I spent all of last night after finished working till, thanks a lot, James, till like 11 o'clock. Watching the Carolina Panthers.
You're going to throw YouTube Chicago on James? YouTube being down for five hours on James?
Don't get me started. Chicago Bear, Carolina Panther game, and watched it with my wife. We kind of just laid in bed. We watched the game. We watched the game film, and I'm watching this, and I literally turned to Trish, and I was like, this guy's for real.
And I owe him an apology.
And I owe him an apology. And here's the scary thing. He is about 50%. Of the knowledge.
70.
I'm thinking 50. I'm thinking he still has about 50, another 50% that he needs to learn.
He can't get twice as good.
Okay, let's go 60. Let's agree with 60%.
Okay, I'm good with that.
Okay, 60%. So he's got 40% more that he can learn.
He can learn and make himself even better. And right now he's scary good.
And when that happens and they get him a running back that's capable, because D'Angelo Williams is run out of steam. He's seen it down.
He has the capability to be the greatest quarterback we've ever seen. Am I mistaken, Steven?
His
footwork is atrocious. Atrocious.
You can work with that.
But it don't matter.
You can work with
that.
And
then it can improve.
Forget
about it.
His physical skills.
Okay, so you got Carolina. And that's
I'm not taking the Carolina Panthers.
What?
I'm taking the New Orleans Saints.
What?
I really like what Cam Newton is doing, but here's what I think. Here's what he needs. Let me finish. He needs a running back. And he needs a couple defensive pieces.
Well, as I said in my power rankings, next year you can use your first-round pick with somebody that can stop the run. That'd be good.
Then you get the defensive side of the ball. And once you get that worked out, that team's going to be scary good, man. Because Cam Newton.
I totally agree.
Cam Newton is for real.
It's a shame that they hate John Fox so much that they needed him to leave before they go and get somebody this good.
But here's the New Orleans Saints coming to town, Jeffrey. And look, what I like about the Saints is they've come out and said, you know what? You don't know what we're going to do because we don't know what we're going to do. We get you with Lance Moore. We get you with Meacham. We get you with Devery Henderson. We get you with Colston. We get you with Jeff's boyfriend, Jimmy Graham. Oh, we'll run the back with rookie Mark Ingram and Pierre Thomas and little Darren Sproles coming out of the backfield. You don't know where it's coming from, and you can't stop it because we don't even know where it's coming from.
You just put together the Pro Bowl team for next year. I mean, did you not?
Something like
that. These guys are all studs.
And that's the thing is.
And any of them.
How are you?
Some combination of them will beat you.
How are
you going
to
fantasy football owners, it's a nightmare.
Yeah, it is.
Because who should I start?
Exactly.
Start Sproles
yes.
every week, and you'll generally be fine. But beyond that, don't know.
You don't know because it's going to go. I mean, Devery Henderson got 0 fantasy points last week.
So?
And the Saints still won by 15 points.
Yeah, no, they're a scary good team, and that's why I have them at second in my power rankings. I've taken a lot of flack for it. I think it's just because they're an NFC team that you feel like you have to have one to represent. I'm like, you know what? The conferences aren't marked anywhere on my power rankings.
Yes.
It just is what I think, okay? And I think they're the second best team in football.
Okay. You want my power rankings? It's number one, the Green Bay
and
Packers?
Everybody else, we've read this story.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Chicago Bears at the Detroit Lions!
Can I make a quick change to my power rankings? I've got one Green Bay Packers. Uh-huh. At number two, I've got 27 teams.
Uh-huh.
And then all the way down at the bottom, at the very absolute bottom, uh-huh. we have 0-4 Rams, 0-4 Dolphins, 0-4 Vikings, 0-4 Colts. How about that? Is that good?
The Colts are clearly way better than the Rams and the Vikings.
So I should keep them with the other grouped up there with the
yes,
other?
Yes, they're going to win some games.
All right,
eventually.
There you go.
Okay.
I love my job, man.
It's time for the six-minute sprint.
All right, six-minute sprint. Chicago Bears at Detroit Monday Night Football. You will not be ready for football because you are not going to hear it this week.
I'm going to find a recording of all my rowdy
friends.
Oh, come
on.
I'm going to play it to myself.
Let's make our own, Jeffrey. We could become great.
All my rowdy friends are here on Monday night.
It's Monday night. It's football time. We're going to rock. We're going to score.
We're going to sing in a monotone voice forever. It's just like rapping, only it's a lot worse. Yeah. What do you want? We can't write songs.
I don't want to. Someone will write it for us, and then we'll sing it.
Oh, we'll sing it. That's definitely what people want is to hear us sing.
I think they do.
You know the amount of emails I've gotten saying, please sing? I can't. We never have.
We've never gotten any?
So, right. The Detroit Lions, I like them in this game, although this game is going to be really close. Monday Night Football, ESPN, 6-point favorites are the Detroit Lions. This game makes me a little nervous.
I don't like the line.
I think Ndamukong Suh is going to take Jay Cutler and introduce him to the turf so many times.
If the Lions can contain Matt Forte and limit his rushing abilities, which is asking a lot. Forte has come out. And
he's strong.
Forte!
No one's going to ask us to sing.
I know.
Get
but
over it.
Forte, man, he has been he is making sweet music right now, running the ball. If the Lions contain him, it will not be close at all.
Correct.
Because Jay Cutler, if they rely on Jay Cutler to throw the ball, he's going to get killed.
Bad things
going to happen. And the Lions, for quite frankly, Jeffrey, I'm never picking against them ever.
I'm looking forward to this game very, very much. Glad that our flight gets us back in time. Games of interest, Steven.
Does it?
Yes. Games of interest, San Diego Chargers. At the Denver Broncos. 1 o'clock game on CBS. Denver 4-point dogs at home.
I will give you Denver and 5 points.
Yeah, I'm pretty much there with you. This
will
may
you
be
take
on
Denver
the
and
dumber
5 points?
Wager lines of the day. It is Antonio Gates that has got me concerned.
Yeah.
The San Diego Chargers. It's changed Phillip Rivers into being somewhat hesitant because he knows he does not have that in his hip pocket as a check down. And so he's constantly – it feels like he's not playing at the – confident level that I've come to expect.
Yeah, the San Diego Chargers, the only reason I don't like this line is because they are on the road. And, you know, they're a different team when they're on the road. They are. I agree with you.
For better or for worse.
Phillip Rivers is still, I'm not sure how much the sternum is hurting him. He is not the same guy. I'm not sure how much Gates has to do with it because they still have a plethora of other weapons. But I got the Chargers in this game.
Chance of rain there at Invesco Field at Mile High, so that could certainly affect the outcome. But I like what Ryan Matthews is finally doing and finally showing us that they can establish a reliable running game, and he's having a breakout season, the one that we thought he was going to have last year.
It's the Denver Broncos, though. They have billboard things to worry about.
They do not.
The Cincinnati Bengals at 2-2 travel to Jacksonville to face the 1-3 Jacksonville Jaguars. Another early game on CBS. The Jags are favored by 2.5 points. Why? Because they are.
Good answer. I've got the Bengals. I've seen enough from Andy Dalton and Cedric Benson's suspension that just doesn't seem to stick. It's like Teflon for some reason. And I think what they can do, and then A.J. Green, let's not forget, what a terrific weapon. We loved
rookie
him in
has,
the draft.
Rookie has.
We loved him in the draft. Thank we you. Thought, this kid's the best wide receiver available. He's showing us that we were right.
Jeff, I'm going to take the Jacksonville Jaguars in this game.
You suck on them, okay?
Because
they suck. The L.A. Jaguars.
Except that at home, they're okay. They're decent. I may change this eventually.
Yeah,
so,
I think
you know,
might want to really strongly consider that. Because Cincinnati has shown that it doesn't matter where they play, they're just an okay team.
They're not that good on the road.
They're
That's
not
what scares
good, period,
me.
Steven. They're okay.
They're okay.
And they're getting better. Andy Dalton is growing in his confidence week after week. And this team, look, Marvin Lewis is their head coach, dude.
Yeah.
And he's not a bad coach.
He's
and
not.
And he's finally realizing maybe I have a chance now that we're in the post Carson Palmer era.
I don't know. I'm going to stick with the Jags for now.
Okay, now we're going to blow through the nap games here, folks. That's
okay,
why they're here.
Four nap games. They're all early games. Seattle at New York Giants. Arizona at Minnesota. Those are on Fox. And then Kansas City at Indianapolis on CBS.
They're all morning games, so they won't be cluttering up your television viewing.
Yes.
Which is very nice of them.
So
I got the home team in all of them.
So you got Giants, Minnesota, Indianapolis.
Yep. How about you?
I got Giants, Minnesota, and Indianapolis.
Well, there it is.
Well, real quickly.
Which one's going to be the closest?
Arizona and Minnesota scares me.
It should scare you because these
Arizona,
are two of the worst teams. Well,
I think Arizona's not that bad.
They aren't. But
they're putting up points, Jeff. Yeah. They're just losing.
Yeah. As I said, poor Larry Fitzgerald. Feel really badly for him.
Yes.
So that's what we got for you. Our eliminator that we both like this week is the New York Giants hosting the Seattle Seahawks. The rest of the games are really close and very scary games, okay? Our most dumbest wager line of the week, come on out to the website.
www.nflrnr.com. But, yeah, just the Giants. It's the Seattle Seahawks, and they offensively, they just don't have it.
They make Inept look really good.
All right. That's it, Jeffrey. That's all the time we got. Remember, this weekend we are in Atlanta for Packers-Falcons.
Jeff at RARN.net.
And Steven.
Find us
at
on Facebook.
RARN.net.
Find us on Twitter.
Also,
we're not
folks,
hard to find.
Come out to the website. Give us some love. Leave your comments, likes. We need your help. We need to keep the momentum going of
yes.
our newly found company. And we need your help with boosting our numbers. So, check us out, www.nflrnr.com. I'm Stephen Miranda.
I'm Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves. Out.